A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Nun, Baba Metzia 50b, pagination is 100. We're going to start on the previous page though, so that's Mem Tes Amud Beis 49b, pagination 98, at the Mishnah, three lines into the wide lines. Ha'ona'a, the mitzvah of ona'a, or prohibition, to be more specific, is mentioned in the Torah, Vayikra Chaf Hei Pasuk Yedalet Parshas Bahar. It is mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin 337 in the Chinuch. And the prohibition is not to take advantage of someone else's ignorance about the price of an item and charge them, either the buyer or the seller really, but do a sale in an unfair way. Take a very obvious example. If a person is new to the community, doesn't know the prices, he's an immigrant to the country, and you're selling him a can of soda, and you charge him $10 for the can of soda. And the person doesn't know the meaning of money and gives you $10 because they trust you. That would be an extreme example of ona'a. And the amount of time that it takes them to show it to somebody and to find out that they were aggrieved gives them the opportunity to come back and say that they want to void the transaction. And it could go both ways. A person is selling an item, a person is buying an item. If the ona'a is a significant amount, which we will define, then the sale can be voided. This concept is not that a person is not allowed to make a lot of money on an item. If a person imports items, it's unclear how much they can make. It's whatever the market will sustain. But if everybody else is selling that item for less, you're not allowed to sell it for more in a way that the person isn't aware that they're paying more than they can buy it for in a different store. Now, sometimes a product has a fluctuating price based on the type of service or place that it's being sold. A cup of coffee in a 7-Eleven might be approximately a dollar, whereas if you order a cup of coffee in a restaurant as part of dessert, you might be paying $3 or $5 for a cup of coffee. Those are not comparable prices. Whenever we want to ascertain the fair market value of a price and see if a party was aggrieved, we have to compare it with similar types of stores, similar type of service. If a dollar store is selling a product and a reputable merchant is selling a product, you can't go and compare the two and say, well, since I can get it in the dollar store for a dollar, so you have to sell it for a dollar, and if you don't, you tricked me, go to the dollar store and get dollar store type ambiance and service and other available products. It's a different experience. But of comparable stores, there would be ona'a. The Mishnah tells us, Arba'a kesef me'esum ve'arba'a. Four coins out of 24. That's a sixth of the transaction. If it fluctuates more than that, it would be definitively in ona'a and would allow voiding of the sale. Shtus lemekach, the Mishnah says, one sixth of the transaction. How long is a person allowed to come back to return it? until he can show it to a merchant or his relative, someone who can make a recommendation and say, whoa, you overpaid. Now, if the aggrieved party is the seller, so then he doesn't have the product in order to show it to somebody. And therefore, the amount of time required for him to realize the mistake might be longer. Likewise, if it's a rare item, so then it may take longer than just coming home an hour in order to show it to somebody. It may take much longer until an expert comes into town, and then the person comes running back and say, I asked the expert, and the expert says that it was mispriced. He would still have the ability to redress this wrong. Now, in order to appreciate playing with these numbers and with the rules, let's continue in the Mishnah and discuss the case of Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon was dealing with a community called Lud, where the merchants were very aggressive. They understood prices very well, and they tried to do significant markup, and apparently in a borderline unfair way. Hora Rabbi Tarfon Belud, Rabbi Tarfon ruled in the city of Lud, Ha'ona Shmone Kesef Me'esim Ve'arba. The Ona is going to be a rate of 8 coins to the 24, which is Shlish Lemekach, a third of the transaction. V'samchut Ha'gore Lud, and the merchants were happy because it gave them more liberty to raise the price, because until a third, the opinion we follow, the first opinion, only allows you 1/6. You divide the price of the item in 1/6, and one such going up is what you're allowed. Over here, you're dividing it by a third, and that's what you're allowed to go up. So out of 24, which is the example of the Mishnah, the first opinion only allowed you to go up 4 coins. This approach is allowing you to go up 8 coins of what the median price is. So they rejoiced because it gives them the opportunity to hike the prices and flirt with a higher number. See if they can sustain it. See if they'll get people to pay it. Amalohem, but then Reb Tarfon said, the entire day is permissible to come back and undo the transaction instead of just a few hours, enough time to show it to someone. Amrulo, so the merchants responded, Yaniach lanu Rabbi Tarfon bimkomenu, please Rabbi Tarfon, leave us alone. Don't raise the amount that we're allowed to deviate, if by doing so we're going to have to listen to you and allow returns the entire day. V'chazru l'divrei chachamim, and they returned to the standard that was outlined earlier in the Mishnah, the opinion of the sages, which is 1/6, not 1/3, but you only get enough time to show it to an expert, to a relative, in order to return it. After that, it's considered mechila, forgiven. Let's move on to today's daf on Amud Beis, and counting up from the bottom, about a third of the page, at the end of a line, Amar Rava, Rava said, Hilchasa, the law is as follows. Pochos mishtos nikne mekach. If the deviation is less than 1/6, then the transaction stands, and we assume that that amount of deviation the person accepts. Yoser al shtus, if it's more than 1/6, batal mekach, the transaction can be voided. Shtus, if it's exactly 1/6, kana umachzir ona'a, the transaction stands, but you have to make good on the deviation, you have to compensate. Vizeh, and the entire discussion here is, b'chdei sheyira letagor o lekrovo, enough time to show it to an expert to get another opinion, and then to rush back and say, I realize I was cheated. I could get the same item in a neighboring store for less based on these deviations if you could void the sale. Now, to get things to a point where there's an exact amount, a price that the item is sold for, to the point that you could definitively say it's exactly 1/6 of deviation, is unlikely. It's unusual. Nowadays, different stores have different prices. It's not so uniform. And you would, on some level, be taking the average, however that's calculated. But it's still hard to imagine hitting exactly 1/6 as the deviation. The other cases are definitely common. You could get a case where it's less than 1/6. You deviated from the price of everybody in town. But that's not enough to void the sale if the deviation was not sufficient. Some Rishonim hold that there is a violation in intentionally doing that, but it's not going to void the sale. But if indeed it is more than 1/6, and we give the person a chance to verify that he's been wronged, he could indeed come back and void the sale. We'll stop there. Yeshe koach. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.